I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Your turn it on, leave it on. Home of America's team is 105.3 The Fan.
Hello, baby.
KRLD-FM and HD1, Dallas-Fort Worth.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. The following program was paid for by Texas Lending. All opinions or statements expressed on this program are solely those of Texas Lending or its guests and do not reflect the opinions of KRLD-FM or Odyssey.
Find whatever you may need. If you got the money, honey, we got your disease in the jungle. Welcome to the jungle. Watch it bring you to your knees. I wanna watch you bleed.
And welcome to another beautiful, lovely weekend of Mortgage Bliss here on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. A shout out to Richard Cheese, the lounge act in Las Vegas for the intro. We always enjoy the stylish tunes of Richard Cheese. Anyway, we are here talking about your home loans today. I'm Kevin Miller of TexasLending.com. For the last 25 years, helping you with home loans here in Dallas-Fort Worth. Want to share with you the best way to save money for you and your family. How to get yourself set for 2024. We have a big year coming up. We have a big day coming up here for the Cowboys. Going to the game tonight. Going to enjoy that. You know, it's an interesting time. I'm from Detroit. I've been here for 27 years or so. And Dallas-Fort Worth. So I'm keeping a close eye on both teams. It's going to be an interesting game tonight. I have some inputs on both teams. But you know what? I'm not here to talk sports because that's what the rest of the guys are here for. I'm here to share with you about your home loans. That's what we do. That's how we can help you. Make sure you text me early and often at 214-354-5989, 214-354-5989. I'll be happy to help you. I'll be happy to help you with mortgage philosophy. How do we get you going in the right direction to save the most money when you're buying a home, when you're refinancing, going in the right direction, getting you some ideas? This is not a mortgage application show. This is a show to get you the best direction. So when you do apply for a home loan, you're going down the right path. Make sure you text me, 214-354-5989, if you're trying to buy a home in the new year. Send me the following information. I'll answer your question here on the air. If you're trying to buy a home, send me your current income, your current credit score and your expected down payment. Your income, your credit score, and your expected down payment. I'll give you an idea about how much home you might be able to qualify for. And you know what? You might be able to qualify for more right now because rates have dropped by nearly 1.25% in the last 7 or 8 weeks. Since the middle of November, we've seen rates drop nearly 1.25%. That means you might be able to qualify for more home than what you thought. With a 1.25% rate drop, you should be able to afford, I would say, an extra $70,000, $100,000 on a home than what you thought. I mean, let's look at it this way. If you were going to get yourself the average sales price of a new build in this country, the average sales price is over $500,000 now for a new built house. That was great when rates were at 2%. Now they're obviously a little bit higher. They're running around the high sixes to mid sevens right now. I would say most of you are going to be somewhere, if you're trying to buy a home, give or take 7%. However, they are up around 8% just over a month ago. Some of you might be able to find some FHA loans in the sixes. You might be able to find some 15-year mortgages in the sixes. You might be able to, if you have great credit and a good down payment, you might be able to find a really nice rate there. But you know what? Everyone's going to qualify for something different, so you got to send me your information. And also, you want to get that cash out refinance with the rates dropping a little bit. Great time to reduce those interest rates you're paying in your credit cards. You can refinance the debt. The debt's still there. It's just being paid back at a much lower interest rate than what you're going to be paying on most credit cards. Most credit cards, especially if you're buying, if you have a retail credit card, you're probably looking at rates 20 to 30%. If you're going out there putting money on a credit card. Now, if you get it into a mortgage, you can reduce those interest payments significantly, depending on whether you're getting a first lien cash out refinance or a second lien home equity loan. Make sure you start with TexasLending.com and make sure you start by texting me your question. The text line, 214-354-5989. You can send me the following information: your current home balance, the value of your home balance that you owe on your mortgage balance, your home value, your current credit score, and your current interest rate. That's your home value, your current mortgage balance, your credit score, and your interest rate. I'll tell you whether it makes more sense to get a cash out refinance first lien, or if you want to get a second lien home equity loan. Make sure you text me right now. 214-354-5989. You can also go online and apply on TexasLending.com. Make sure you start getting that planning done now. You know, a lot of you have your taxes coming due at the end of January. You don't know that, but the tax bills are due by January 31st. Some of you have not included that in your mortgage payment. You're sitting there and you have a $10,000 to $15,000 tax bill coming due on your house. You don't have that $15,000 sitting around. Some of you do, some of you don't. If you don't have it sitting around, you might need to be doing some, and you have some credit card debt, you might want to do some financing to get everything put together, get those credit cards reduced with the interest rates, see what you can do to get yourself better payments, get your cash flow improving. Text me here, 214-354-5989. I'll help you out. So if you haven't been paying attention, a lot of things have been going on in the world out there. And I know a lot of you have hopefully tried to not have to pay attention to that because, well, I know there's a lot going on. There's not much you can do about it from where you're sitting. But, you know, all these things are impacting the world. Our government's taking on tons of debt right now. And we don't know how that's going to impact us long term. It seems like to me long term. Oh, well, here's more important. How about short term? What are the short-term impacts of what's going on with you in trying to get yourself into a home loan? You want to buy a home. Maybe you want to buy it in June. You know, what are these impacts going to be? We don't know, but we know this. If you lock into it, for example, let's say you're a person who closed in a home 2 months ago and your rate was 8%. You might be able to refinance that now. If rates have dropped by 1.25%, if you have a $480,000 home, loan, if you have a $480,000 loan, let's say you had that $500,000 new home build and you put 5% down, so you have a $475,000 loan. If you reduce the interest rate by just 1%, your interest payment will drop by over $400 a month. Each month, a 1% lower rate on a $480,000 loan. Let's say you were out shopping for homes and you went out there and you looked for a new build and you go, we can't afford it. You know, and you were looking at 8%. And lo and behold, mortgage rates had dropped 1.25%. and you were looking in November. Now you're like, wait a minute, let's go looking in January. Suddenly, that 1%, 1.25% lower rate, that's going to save you $500 a month versus the same $480,000 loan a month and a half, 2 months ago. So that 1.25% drop in rates is $500. That's after tax money. You'd probably have to make $700 or $800 a month to bring home $500 a month. That's nearly $10,000 more a year you have to make in your job to a month and a half ago versus right now. You can save that $500 after tax money when you're looking at that $480,000 loan. That's a lot of money for a lot of people. So that you might be able to go out there and say, wait a minute, I like that $500,000 home, but hey, maybe we can get a $600,000 home and have a lower payment. You can get a $600,000 loan for a lower payment now than you could get a $500,000 loan a month ago because of the drop in interest rates. It's that significant. So make sure you contact TexasLending.com. Make sure you contact TexasLending.com so we can get you pre-approved for your home loan. Start now. Go online and apply on TexasLending.com or text me 214-354-5989. Here's the question. I bought my home 2 years ago, and it says, it looks like the county tax assessor, the loan's $330,000. That's what they owe. We owe $333,000. $330,000. The county tax assessor sent us an assessment for our property at $450,000. Is there anything we can do to push back against that? Yes, there is. Now, you can push against it, but you're going to need to have data. You're going to need to have information. You're going to need to have facts with you. And I'm going to do this from personal experience, because when I got my home, when we got our appraisal, our home appraised for around $350,000. And this was years ago. And when we got the tax bill, was similar to you. It was $450,000. We went, wait a minute, we just bought our home 6 months ago. We have an appraisal for all the homes in the neighborhood. The homes have not gone up in value that much at the time in 6 months back then. And so what we did is we took the appraisal. We took it down to the Central Appraisal District. You can set an appointment with the Central Appraisal District if you have your data with you, if you have your facts. And if you have, you need to show sales in your neighborhood. You need to be able to prove that the homes in your neighborhood are not $450,000. Now, if they are $450,000, if the homes have gone up in value, the good news is that if you went and sold your home, you might be able to make some money. If you wanted to get cash out and you owed a little bit less in your house, you might be able to get some cash out of your house. So it's a two-edged sword. If you want to, if you wanted to get a lower payment because you don't want to pay on the taxes, you got to, if you're going to go down there and say, my home is not worth this much, and you're saying that homes in your neighborhood have not gone up that much, then you might be able to save some money on some taxes. I don't know if it's different now. I mean, I did that a few years ago, and I know things are much more automated now. I don't know how they're doing it at the Central Appraisal District. You can go online, whatever county you're in, and you can type in that county's Central Appraisal District. It'll pull up the website, contact them, go down there if you have your information with you. If you just want to go down there and complain, you can do that. Don't know if that's going to get you anywhere, but that's my suggestion for you. If you want to start down that path. And you can also, if you want to, contact an appraiser and see if an appraiser can get you some kind of just maybe they can charge you less money to not do a full appraisal, but say, here, send me some comparables in my neighborhood, and they might be able to do that for you. Anyway, that's what I suggest for you. You might be able to call a realtor. They can send you some comparable sales in your neighborhood recently. These are some ideas for you. Make sure that you contact TexasLending.com today. This person says they're in Somerville County, the southwest side here of DFW. We hope you have a great New Year's celebration. Hopefully you're safe this New Year's celebration. A lot of scary things coming out there in the news about threats and things. Hopefully we can all have a great time and enjoy our New Year's celebrations. and get into the new year and start a great new life in 2024. Hopefully it is a great year for everybody. You know, it's funny, we have this election coming up next year, and everyone's, you know, we've been around for a long time in this country, and it seems like every election, everyone says the life and death of the country is depending on this election. I've been watching this, I've been watching intently on this stuff for probably about 35 years now, and every election, it's like everything's going to come to an end, and there won't be a country anymore, and if this guy's win, there won't be any more democracy, or if this guy's win, there won't be any more democracy. And what the funny thing is, you know, there's different states that have different predominance for different political parties, and it seems like, we all have our ideas of how all that works, but hopefully in the end we can all come to our senses and make some good decisions and have a great country going forward. So we all wish everyone a great 2024. We're going to take a quick break here. When we come back after this break, we want to answer your questions, 214-354-5989. 214-354-5989. Text me now. I want to answer your questions for you, and we will get to them after this break on 105.3 The Fan.
Which is better for you, a home equity line of credit or a cash-out refinance? If you're sitting on a nice rate of 2.5% to 3% on your mortgage, a home equity line of credit might be great. But maybe you have so many credit card payments, so much debt, you need to refinance it into a cash-out refinance. We have both at TexasLending.com. Call 972-387-4600. Online, TexasLending.com.
4201 Spring Valley Road, Suite 1150, Dallas, Texas, 75244. NMLS number 2297. Equal housing lender.
Friday through Monday only. Find year-end savings at NFM. Shop over 20 recliners under $500 and 40 area rugs under $99. Check out 40 refrigerators under $800 and 50 TVs and projectors under $500. Take advantage of 24-month financing store-wide and 30-month financing on select appliances. Don't miss your last chance to win a Tesla Model Y. Get amazing year-end savings only at NFM in Grandscape. Store open New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. Minimum monthly payments required, 18% APR. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Let's go, Dallas, let's go!
Every moment, every touchdown, every yard is a reason to celebrate. If anyone knows that, Ciroc does. From the tailgate to the touchdown, Ciroc Ultra Premium Vodka makes game day a smooth one. And with flavors that never fumble, man, game day is an instant win.
This is Ciroc,
made from fine French grapes,
made for football.
Get Ciroc and Ciroc Vodka Spritz during the next Cowboys game.
Please drink responsibly. Ciroc Vodka, 40% alcohol by volume. Imported from France by Diageo, New York, New York.
Your customers count on you. Do you have an internet provider you can count on? Switch to Verizon 5G Business Internet. It's rated higher quality than T-Mobile, which means you get the highest quality 5G internet in America. So don't settle for anything less. Switch now to Verizon 5G Business Internet from the network America relies on. It's your business. It's your Verizon. Learn more at Verizon.com/business/switch. Based on outperforming T-Mobile FWA for consistent quality and Open Signal USA Fixed Broadband Experience Report, May 2023, National Experience Results.
When it comes to the ultimate cooking experience, there's only one name that truly sizzles. Big Green Egg. Grill, roast, bake, smoke, and anything in between. With cooking temperatures ranging from a sizzling 200 to a scorching 1200 degrees. It's the most versatile grill on the market. Plus, don't forget about Big Green Egg's lifetime warranty. It's the best in its class. Big Green Egg, where flavor meets innovation and where every meal becomes an unforgettable masterpiece. Big Green Egg. Ignite your passion for cooking today.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, you're in the red zone for every college rivalry and divisional matchup all season long. On game day, you never have to decide which teams to watch, only what combination of bites, burgers, wings, and more to order. Plus, where else are your favorite draft beers always poured at a frozen 29 degrees? Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
We take whiskey seriously. Taste the difference of a hand-selected bourbon at your local lodge, like the Twin Peaks Buffalo Trace Barrel Select.
All right, we're back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. I'm Kevin Miller of TexasLending.com. Make sure you text me now, 214-354-5989. Text me your questions. I'll answer them for you here on the air. Get you going in the right direction. A lot of you wonder, can I buy a home next year? A lot of you wonder, can I save money next year? We want to help you make those decisions about your financing and your home. That's what I'm here for. Make sure you text me your questions before you have to talk to a loan officer, before you have to start all that stress. If you have any ideas like, man, I don't know if my income is going to qualify me. I don't know if my credit's going to qualify me. I don't know if I'm getting paid cash. I have 1099 jobs. I'm self-employed. Send me your questions here. I'll answer them for you here on the air before we get to these New Year's celebrations and the big Cowboys game tonight. Start now this morning, a beautiful morning with TexasLending.com. And make sure you text me again, 214-354-5989. Here's a question. This person says they're trying to see if there's any options. The wife lost her job, and we fell behind on credit card payments and hit my credit score hard. I'm sitting at 550. Home is worth 360 and an interest rate of 4.38. And it looks like they have a mortgage of 250K. It looks like I would say 250K. And the home was worth 360K. And so they have that 550 credit score. And let's talk about the options here. You're behind your credit score. You're buying your credit card. Your credit scores are low. Typically, if you can get caught back up within 12 months, if you can get your things caught up and you can get things back on track within 12 months, you can get your credits going in the good direction. But right now with a 550 score, when it comes to a home loan, you're going to want to be shooting for credit scores over 600 for most lenders to get you in most home loans, including FHA or VA. Conventional loans, you want to be over 620. You have a 550 score right now. Make sure you keep that mortgage payment on time. Can't do much about the credit cards right now. And you have a 4 3/8 rate, which is a great rate. Right now, people are buying homes somewhere between 6.5% and 7.5% right now. And so at a 4 3/8 rate, you have a great rate. And so what you need to do is get yourself reestablished there. Hopefully your wife can get re-employed. If you do get back and your credit scores are up, we have to take a look and see where the rates are at that time. You know, when I look at the world, for years I've talked to the staff and I've always shared with them my expectations of now and the future. And I've always said, our government can't really afford really high rates. And they've done some good things, whether they're cahooting with the Federal Reserve, whoever they're in cahoots with, they've somehow managed to keep rates low for quite a long while they've been running up a lot of this debt. Now rates are much higher for the government and they can't afford higher rates. And so I don't know what kind of cahooting is going to be going on to keep rates lower, with this inflation that's going on, or people say there's no inflation now, or there's less inflation, who knows, but there's still a lot of money printing going on. As long as that money printing is going on, then there's always a chance for more inflation at some point here. But who knows what's going to happen? I don't know if the government can really afford the rates that they're paying right now. And so hopefully rates can go down. What does that mean for this person who just texted me? And that means if you can get your credit scores back on track, you might be able to at some point get some cash out of that house and get those credit card paid off or reduced to much lower payments. I don't know how long it's going to take to get that done. I don't know how many credit cards you have and how much you have in balances. Make sure you listen to the show. Stay tuned. What's happening in the mortgage world? If a mortgage is what you need to get your finances back on track. But good luck for now in the future, and good luck in 2024. We are all behind you there. Make sure you text me 214-354-5989. 214-354-5989. Next question. They're coming in right now, so get yours in. I'm trying to combine my credit cards. 40,000 in credit cards. Now, how many of you have that? $40,000 in credit cards. When I started TexasLending.com, when I started the organization, the parent company in 2001, I had $70,000 in credit card debt at that time. Why did I have so much debt? Well, I was running a lot of more. I was a loan officer running a lot of marketing. I was doing marketing to send business in so I could write loans. And I was doing that and writing loans. And so I had a lot of debt. And then the companies I was working for weren't doing that well. And some companies I worked for were not run well and they went out of business. Well, it's not always that they're not run well. The markets were crazy back then. There was things like 9/11 that went on and other things that were affecting businesses. But either way, I had $70,000 in credit card debt. Back then, that was about $3,000 a month for me out of pocket. That's what it was running. And I can tell you right now, if you have $40,000 in credit card debt, you're probably paying somewhere between $1,500 to $2,000 a month in payments on those credit cards. That's a lot of money. I mean, look at that, $1,500 to $2,000 a month. You could have a $200,000 mortgage versus $40,000 in credit cards. This person says they don't want to really refinance. They're able to get 3.5. They've been in the home for 2.5 years, and it should be valued at, okay, so it says they're valued at $500 and they owe $399. What's the best option? So you have $100,000 in equity in your house. So we've talked about this before in the show, so everyone listen up. Texas has a law. It's a law in Texas. It's not just a guideline by lenders. It's a law in Texas that when we get cash out of our home in this state, when we get cash out, we can only borrow, we, all of us, can only borrow up to 80% of the value of the home when the cash out loan closes. Now, it doesn't matter if you're refinancing your first loan and getting cash out on top of it. It doesn't matter if you're getting a second lien home equity line of credit or home equity second lien loan. When you get cash out of your home, when you close on a loan in your home and that loan gives you cash based on the equity in your home, the maximum amount of loans that are outstanding on the home may not exceed 80% of the value of the home. That leaves you at least 20% equity at any given time if you're trying to get cash out. So that protects you, the homeowner. That protects our communities. That protects the state. That's one of the things that kept Texas strong after the financial meltdown of 2007, 2008, is people still had equity in their home. Well, other states didn't have equity. They took all of it out, and they were hurt very badly. So now we have this. We've always had this law since cash out law got passed in 1997 in November. And ever since then, we've been allowed to get up to 80% of the value. You have 100 grand in equity, yes, but you owe 80% of the current appraised value. So there's not much you can get out in cash. Right now, you can't. If your home goes up in value more, let's say it went up to $550,000, you may borrow up to, you can maybe get a $40,000 second lien home equity loan. And then that rate's probably going to be somewhere around 10 to 12% currently, maybe around 9 to 11%. We'll take a look and see where it is because rates keep moving right now. But when you get that second lien home equity loan closed, you might be able to reduce those credit card payments significantly by reducing the interest rates that you're paying on them. And so those are your options right now. Your best option is to leave your current rate of 3.5 where it is. And on the credit card situation, I don't know what your credit score is. Maybe you can go to your bank and get an unsecured line of credit to pay off the credit cards. And maybe the rate you're paying on the unsecured line of credit is a much lower payment. There are other options out there. Take a look at them. See if you can reduce the payments that you're paying on interest every month in that debt. All right. This is the TexasHunting.com Mortgage Show. Make sure you text me your question. 214-354-5989. That's the text line. You can also call a loan officer, 972-387-4600. That's 972-387-4600 to TexasLending.com. Okay. Make sure you get that question in now. If you're trying to get a home loan for buying a home, make sure you text me your current income, your current expected down payment, your current credit score. Your credit score, your expected down payment, and your income. If you want to buy a home in 2024, rates have dropped by 1.25% the last 6 weeks. That means you can afford much more home now than you could 6 weeks ago. You can probably afford 20% more home than what you could just 6 weeks ago. And so just think about that. If you want to, maybe I would call it 15 to 20% more home right now you might be able to afford with the drop in interest rates that we've seen in the last 6 weeks. It's going to be, it depends on where rates come out at the beginning of the year. For some reason, things just, you know, we all sit around and says, it seems like things just don't feel right. Like something weird is going to happen. We don't know what it is, but hopefully it's such a thing that we have our rates drop for our mortgages so we can get cash out at lower rates and we can buy it. We can buy more home, or we can get our family started on the right path with our home loan with TexasHunting.com. Make sure you go online and apply with TexasHunting.com right now. We're going to take a quick break. It's an early break. We're going to take it now so that you can get your questions in. When we come back from the break, we'll get to your question. Hey, Great time to get it done. Get your question in now so you can get resolute for 2024. Text me your question. You can start making plans. Next week starts out. You start getting that home loan done and all the other things you want to do for your marvelous 2024 year. It's the TexasHoney.com Mortgage Show. We're coming back after these messages on 105.3 The Fan.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Brady and Staubach, Lilly and Peyton, names forever etched in football lore, whose legend grew from their place in college football's premier all-star showcase. It's the East-West Shrine Bowl, returning to Texas, Thursday, February 1st, 2024, at the Ford Center at the Star. Visit ShrineBowl.com for tickets as low as $20 and your chance to see football greatness in the making. The 99th annual East-West Shrine Bowl. Today's all-stars, tomorrow's legends.
Hey, Gavin Dawson here. Life is unpredictable. You never know when you or a loved one may be injured in a car or truck wreck due to someone's negligence. That's where Franklin Frankel come in. Franklin Frankel are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. If you or a loved one has been injured, contact Franklin Frankel today. They offer a free consultation, and you don't pay anything until they win your case. Visit truckwreck.com or call them today at 214 or 817-333-3333. Principal Office, Dallas, Texas.
America's greatest pairing. Can cracks at kickoff. Tailgates going way past postgame. You never forget the way some things taste. Taste like Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
When you think mortgage, think TexasLending.com.
Are you one of the many people with credit card payments coming out your wazoo? That's not good because your friends are looking at your wazoo and they see credit card payments coming out. You need TexasLending.com. You need to get a cash out refinance or a home equity line of credit today. 972-387-4600, TexasLending.com.
4201 Spring Valley Road, Suite 1150, Dallas, Texas, 75244, and MLS number 2297, Equal Housing Lender.
Do you find yourself stuck in a timeshare? Get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know, including the five ways to get rid of your timeshare. Call now and get this timeshare cancellation guide absolutely free.
Call 800-330-2929. That's 800-330-2929. 800-330-2929.
Urgent Camp Lejeune settlement message. On September 6th, the government announced it will soon begin providing fast, guaranteed settlements to Camp Lejeune Marines, families, and civilians. Awards will range between $100,000 and $550,000, with an option for higher amounts. If you or a loved one spent time at Camp Lejeune and suffered cancers of the bladder, liver, or kidneys, leukemia, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, Parkinson's, or kidney issues, you may qualify for compensation and could be paid within 60 days after accepting your settlement, with your VA benefits fully protected. You may be entitled entitled to a significant financial award for your Camp Lejeune claim, but you must act now. Call the James Harris Law Camp Lejeune helpline now to get the compensation you deserve. We're already fighting for thousands harmed by the water at Camp Lejeune. Call now or you may forever lose your right to be awarded a settlement between $100,000 and $550,000. For your free evaluation, call 800-217-1155. That's 800-217-1155. 800-217-1155.
All right, we're back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Kevin Miller here sharing with you the glory of your mortgage. We want you to save money. We want you to have a great life. We want you to have a great 2024. Start by texting 214-354-5989. Text me your questions. We'll get to them here on the air. Hopefully you enjoy the Cowboys game tonight. It's supposed to be a great weekend. Hopefully you get outside, get whatever you need to get done before the cold weather comes next week. But in the meantime, let's cozy up to some great mortgage talk and get your questions in for buying a home or getting cash out of your home. If you want an FHA loan, a VA loan, or whatever it is, text me 214-354-5989. All right. So we had a question here, someone texting and saying, you know, I'm getting an energy. I'm looking, there's advanced building of manufactured homes like Clayton's Energy Smart Zero. What financing benefits are in financing a manufactured home? I don't know if there's benefits in financing a manufactured home versus other kinds of housing. I don't know of any benefits of financing, differences between financing a manufactured home or another home in terms of beneficial one way or the other. However, there are some different loans out there. And you know what's funny is, some cities may have grants for you for getting an energy-efficient home. Some counties, some states, FHA has some, maybe have some energy-efficient mortgages for you. Fannie Mae may have an energy-efficient mortgage option. Depending on your credit, your income, and everything else that's going to go into it, make sure you call and get more information about your situation by getting your details to one of our loan officers at TexasLending.com. All right. Okay, so next question. Let's see what we got here. It says, I believe Texas may be a non-disclosure state as far as sold prices go. If that is true, how do appraisers and real estate agents obtain their comparables? How would I find comparables to fight the taxes? Okay, there was someone who texted in earlier, wanted to know, you know, they said, we have a loan in the mid around $300,000, and we're getting a tax bill of $450,000. How do we fight that? And I suggested that they talk to a realtor, or if you got an appraisal, if you ordered an appraisal, appraisal will be able to look at recent sales in the neighborhood. That is public information. This, the loans that get done get recorded, and they get recorded with the county. And so when a loan gets when a loan gets recorded at the county, they'll be able to tell you, the realtors have MLS and can show you what homes are being listed for. They can show you what homes are currently been sold for. So that's what realtors are going to use. That's what appraiser districts are going to say, is these are the recent sales in the neighborhood. They know what homes are being sold for. This information is put into databases. They do have that information. And so an appraisal, you can order an appraisal on your house, and they'll be able to look at recent sales that are very – so here's how an appraiser is going to do it. They're going to use so many factors in comparing your home to other homes in the nearby community that you live in. For example, if your neighbor has a home that looks just like yours, built at the same time as yours, with the same kind of updates as yours, and the same lot size and the same square footage, you're probably going to find – you're probably going to find an appraised value very similar to yours. Now, you might have bought your home 15 years ago, and the person next to you bought the home now. So you might have a much lower mortgage than them, but your homes might be appraised near the same value. So these appraisers use all kinds of data involved in these things. The, you know, whether the home's being upkept properly, you know, where which direction it's, if it's lined up to a golf course versus one that's lined up to a lake versus one that's not lined up to a lake or a golf course. They might have different values in there, even though they're the same square footage. So you need to talk to an appraiser. An appraiser is probably going to charge you somewhere between $500 and $600 to do an appraisal. If you have an appraiser friend, they might be able to get you some information. But a realtor should be able to show you a recent. For example, if you wanted to list your home for sale, a realtor is going to know how much homes have sold recently in your neighborhood. They can also show you what homes are for sale in your neighborhood and how the proximity to where you live. And so a realtor should be able to share with you what you should be able to sell your home for, or what they suggest it should sell for. And so these are the people that you're going to want to talk to get the best idea of whether you can go to an appraisal district. And you're going to have some firm data with you to be able to fight that. But you can text me your questions about whether you want to buy a home, get cash out of your home. Text me now, 214-354-5989. That's the text line, 214-354-5989. Next question, what would be your advice? We currently have 6.5 rate. Okay, interesting. 6.5, you know, a lot of people have bought homes since 2022, and their rates are somewhere between 6 and 8% right now. And so right now we're sitting in the middle of there, between the highest we saw, which was about 2 months ago, and now they've dropped significantly in the last 2 months. And so you're seeing rates 1.25% lower right now than what you saw 2 months ago. And so this person's at 6.5, but we're approved for five. We were approved at 5.5 back in 2022. My wife's the teacher, so we got down payment assistance, which put a lien on the home and added 1% to our rate. So they got down payment assistance, comes at a higher rate. So they're paying 6.5, even though they got approved at 5.5 a year ago. Okay. Their monthly payment is $4,200 on a new build. And they feel like they got in the wrong at the wrong time. When the original loan amount was $458,000. As a result of the high monthly payment, we didn't take into account the student loans starting again, and we have to wait for another 2 years before the lien falls off the home. The lien is from the down payment assistance, folks. So they have a loan on the home. A lien is a loan. They have a lien against the property, and it might not be a loan. It just might be a grant. But that grant is kind of a lien against the property that will fall off as long as they stay in the home for a certain amount of time. What would you do if you found yourself? Why would a county give a grant to get people into homes? Because they make tax revenue if you buy the house, right? If a county says we want to give you a grant to in Farmers Branch, there's this thing where if you tear down your house and you make improvements to your house, you can keep your home value at your current home value. Let's say you put $100,000 and improve your home value. You can keep paying your existing home value for a while before your taxes go up. They want to have higher taxes coming into their county, in their community. So they give these grants, which short term it might cost them some money, but long term they have more taxes coming in. So they have to wait another 2 years before that lien comes off. What would you do if you found yourself high monthly, maybe bought a house that you can't afford? Not really sure how to structure the question or what really to ask, but we feel like we're running against the stream here. So they have this 6.5% rate, which is kind of where you're going to find the best rates right now for most situations. Assuming they have mortgage insurance, they're paying on top of that interest rate. So they're paying not just homeowners insurance. That's the amount that you pay to make sure that if your home burns down, that it can get rebuilt. There's mortgage insurance, which insures the lender in case you default on the mortgage. So I'm pretty sure this person has mortgage insurance and a 6.5% rate. And so that's why their payment is $4,200 after taxes and insurance and everything else. And so how do they get themselves improved? Well, keep an eye on rates. There might be a situation where if rates drop any, who knows what's coming this year? Who knows what's coming? I mean, could inflation come roaring back? What if gasoline goes back up to high prices? What if the price of, we've seen what's happened to the price of food, you know, just going to a restaurant, you're paying double what you were paying just 3 years ago. And so, you know, who knows what goes on with inflation going forward? How long do things stay at their current pace of inflation? And who knows whether our government's going to be able to keep affording these high interest rates they're paying on their debt right now. But if rates do fall any further from where they are right now, and if rates are around, I would say 6.75 to 7, give or take 0.5% for a lot of people who are buying homes. If I'm just saying that's where you're going to find most people getting quoted between 6.5 and 7.5 right now on most purchases that are conventional or FHA type loans in that ballpark. If rates drop another 1%, where would that put us, right? What if you're at 5.5 to 6.5? What if you could refinance this thing down 1% lower payment or 1% lower interest rate? You know, you might be able to save several hundred dollars a month on your payment. And so make sure you stay tuned. And it sounds like, yeah, a lot of people didn't expect these higher credit, these student loan payments to be coming back at this time. And, you know, when we're doing debt to income ratio on home purchases, the mortgage industry doesn't have to take into account the price of gas. So when gas prices double, all of a sudden, some of us are paying several hundred dollars more a month just for gas to go to and from work or to drive your kids around or whatever it is. And so that's not taken into account when we buy homes. Either it's your cell phone bill. Your taxes go up every year. When you're buying a home, we don't take into account the rise in taxes that's going to happen on your property. It's the current, which when you buy the home, what are the taxes on your property? So if home values double, your taxes double on the property. When mortgage companies get you approved for a loan, that wasn't taken into account. So, you know, all these things we got to be aware of. And in your situation, hopefully you can get it straightened out before you get underwater on things. Hopefully you can stay above water and get refinanced at some good point there. Okay. Next question. They earn $275,000 per year. And they have a payment of $235,000 and an 820 score. What is the most home they can reasonably afford? Okay, so it's a big down payment. And I don't know if you already own a home or if you're going to be selling that home to get this $235,000, or if you have it sitting in your bank account, you're going to put this $235,000 down. But you earn $275,000 a year, which is about $23,000 a year. Let's call it $23,000 a month. $23,000 a month in income. One third of that is going to be somewhere around somewhere in that ballpark, right? $7,700 is one third, right? And so it's going to be somewhere around there. So let's say $7,500. We're going to call that is what reasonably a payment. Now, you have a lot of what we call discretionary income. What is discretionary income in the mortgage business? Discretionary income is income above your living needs. Now, let's say someone's making 50 grand a year and they're paying a car payment and rent, and they got to buy food, and everything they're paying for is really pinching them and stressing them, and maybe they have children, and they don't have as much discretionary income as someone that would be otherwise making $23,000 a month versus someone making 4 grand a month. So you have more discretionary income. You might be able to afford more home depending on how all your other debts look. If you are going to put $235,000 down, it sounds to me like you're going to be able to get yourself somewhere into $1 million house, okay? And if you're going to put $235,000 down, then you're going to be able to find yourself in a nice conventional loan for yourself. And so that's what I'm thinking for you. We have to take into account that you're going to be paying taxes on the value of the home. The value of the home is $1 million. Your loan amount is going to be, you're putting $235,000 down. That means you'd have a loan of $765,000. Which is interesting because the jumbo loan limit next year is 766. That's the jumbo loan limit. Now, there are other areas that are called high-cost areas in this country. There are high-cost areas where the jumbo limit is higher. Jumbo limits, the conventional loan limit, can go up to over $1.1 million in high-cost areas and high-cost states. But the standard conventional loan limit is 766. $766,000. So if you're going to put $235,000 down on $1 million home, then your loan is going to be $765,000, which puts you under the conventional, it puts you in the conventional loan limit. And so Can you afford more? Well, it depends what the taxes are going to be in that property. It depends how much of the tax is going to be in your property, your million-dollar home. And so if you're trying to get that payment somewhere around $7,000 or just $7,500 or somewhere in that payment category, that's what you can reasonably qualify for with your income if I just take a third of your income, right? So make sure you start with TexasLending.com today. I'm going to say $7,500, very reasonable. Might be more, $7,700. Might be just like that. So make sure you start with TexasLending.com and go online and apply. You might be able to afford 1.1, 1.2. Depends on how everything comes together. But if you're going to get 1.2 with your down payment, you're going to have that jumbo loan scenario if you're over that 766 for most of Texas. I have not looked into see which parts of Texas yet, if there's any part of Texas that's in a high-cost area. I have to take a look. I'm sure that there might be that situation in a couple parts of Texas. I'll take a look at that during the break and let you know after. But hopefully that gets you going in the right direction. Start with TexasLending.com. We'll get you pre-approved, get you that pre-approval letter. Go to TDTRealtors.com. They're based in Arlington. They have people all over Texas. Make sure you start with TDT Realtors. Go there, and today they're going to help you with a home somewhere in your area, and they'll be happy to help. Start now. Okay, we're going to take this break. When we come back, we want to get the rest of your questions going. Get your question in at 214-354-5989, 214-354-5989. We'll come back after these messages on 105.3 The Fan.
You can now buy official Texas lottery tickets right from your phone at jackpot.com. Don't wait. Mega Millions and Powerball jackpots are getting bigger every day. Plus, get a free ticket with your first play. Go to jackpot.com. That's jackpot.com.
Paid for by jackpot.com. You must be 18 or older to order a lottery ticket. Please play responsibly. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you think mortgage, think TexasLending.com.
Some mortgage companies offer cash-out refinances. Some offer home equity lines of credit. TexasLending.com offers both. Call TexasLending.com. Find out which is best for you, a line of credit or a cash-out refinance. It starts with a mortgage company you can trust. TexasLending.com, 972-387-4600. TexasLending.com.
4201 Spring Valley Road, Suite 1150, Dallas, Texas, 75244. And NMLS number 2297. Equal housing lender.
Friday through Monday only, find year-end savings at NFM. Shop over 20 recliners under $500 and 40 area rugs under $99. Check out 40 refrigerators under $800 and 50 TVs and projectors under $500. Take advantage of 24-month financing store-wide and 30-month financing on select appliances. Don't miss your last chance to win a Tesla Model Y. Get amazing year-end savings only at NFM in Grandscape. Store open New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. Minimum monthly payments required, 18% APR. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Texting enrolls you in a recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Being young with unlimited energy to burn ever since I turned 40. I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
All guys lose their edge when they turn 40. The body has less testosterone. That's why I take Nugenix Total T.
I've heard about Nugenix. That really works?
Since I started taking Nugenix, I'm lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. I feel more energized at work. It's even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try?
Yep, send a text. It's that easy.
Text GRIT to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. It's the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now and they'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, their newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text GRIT to 42424. That's GRIT to 42424.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Ring in the new year with the ultimate timeless gift, a diamond from Diamonds Direct. Whether you're ready to pop the question or celebrating a lifetime of love in 2024, Diamonds Direct can make this New Year's one to remember forever. Diamonds Direct is the area's destination for exquisite diamonds in all shapes and sizes, and our nationwide price guarantee ensures you'll get the best value, period. To showcase that spectacular diamond, we have literally thousands of designer settings from all the top names like Tacori, Verragio, Simon G, A. Jaffe, and many more. And our experts will guide you every step of the way with the education you want and the respect you deserve. Engagement rings, wedding bands, eternity bands, fashion rings. At Diamonds Direct, we specialize in the ultimate symbol of love, and we welcome the opportunity to celebrate with you. So start the new year with some new excitement, new hope, and some new bling. Diamonds Direct, official jeweler of the Dallas Cowboys and SMU Athletics, proud to call the DFW Metroplex home. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion.
Your customers count on you. Do you have an internet provider you can count on? Switch to Verizon 5G Business Internet. It's rated higher quality than T-Mobile, which means you get the highest quality 5G internet in America. So don't settle for anything less. Switch now to Verizon 5G Business Internet from the network America relies on. It's your business. It's your Verizon. Learn more at Verizon.com/business/switch. Based on outperforming T-Mobile FWA for consistent quality and OpenSignal USA Fixed Broadband Experience Report, May 2023, National Experience Results.
All right, we're back in the TexasHoney.com Mortgage Show for the final segment of 2023. And we want to get to your questions, and so we have one right here. And in the meantime, you know, make sure you go to TexasHoney.com after the show. Call, talk to one of our loan officers at 972-387-4600. And a question here, I am a 100% disabled veteran. I receive $3,800 a month. My home is paid for, valued at 325. I want 80,000 out. Credit score is 731. Is this possible? You know, if you can, if you receive $3,800 a month, we'll get the documentation for your disability. And it sounds like you're getting $3,800 disability income. It says I receive $3,800 a month. And so I'm assuming you're getting disability income. That's an assumption. And you have a home that's paid off for $325. Yes, it sounds like you should be able to get cash out. Your best option might be a first lien cash out versus a home equity loan or a home equity line of credit. Home equity line of credit is probably going to be somewhere between 9 and 11. If you get the 80,000, somewhere in there, 80,000 to 100 grand, you got to take a look at both. We'll take a look and see which is the best for you. You look at both payments. I would say that your first lien cash out is going to be the best. You're probably going to be looking at somewhere around 7.5% to 8% on that if you get a first lien cash out, because you don't have any loans in your house, so it would be a first loan. And so you should be able to qualify for that with your income. I don't know the rest of your debts. It sounds like you should be able to get this loan done, and one of our loan officers will be happy to help you. You can start there by calling at 972-387-4600. Your credit score is great. Looks like your income should qualify. Hopefully it helps you get going next year. We appreciate your service, and we want to help you get your home loan done. So make sure you call TexasLending.com today, 972-387-4600. Okay, it's observation time. It's time for comments, whether you want them or not, because it's the last segment of 2023. A couple observations. First of all, it's going to be a great year for mortgages next year versus what's been going on the last 2 years. If you're a loan officer, TexasLending.com is ramping up our TV and radio commercials next year as we expect much more business coming in. If you are a loan officer looking for a home, make sure you call me. Call TexasLending.com. You can text me, 214-354-5989, or you can call the office, 972-387-4600. Again, if you're a loan officer or just getting licensed, come on board. We have business and people waiting to get help, and you're a loan officer that can help them. 972-387-4600 or 214-354-5989. You can also email me, kmiller@texaslending.com. We'd be happy to help you out. Okay, observations. This was football observations, both this week's game against the Cowboys and the Lions and last week's Miami game. Here's my observations last week against Miami. You know, I played high school football. I played Division III football in college. I coached for a couple of years in college before I got into the working world. And I've been watching football since I've been standing up. And so one of the things I noticed last weekend was that the Miami Dolphins, their whole idea is this. They tell everyone on the team to hold every single person on the other team, whether every defensive back, hold every wide receiver, every lineman, hold everybody. We'll overwhelm the referees. They won't know what to do. And so they won't be able to call penalties because there's just too many holding calls going on. That's my observation from last week. Just everyone hold everybody. That is their strategy for Miami. The Dallas Cowboys, the Lions can run the football. They can run, both running backs can run for over 100 yards. That's been a key to the Cowboys losing this year. And however, we have Micah Parsons, and if he doesn't get held, then Jared Goff might be sitting in a hospital by the end of the night. And then we also have to take a look at Jameson Williams. He's ready to run, and we'll see if he can get past the Cowboys. That's my observations for football. I know I'm a mortgage guy, but it's a sports station. We have to talk. We have to be friends. So make sure when you're trying to get that home loan done, you go online, and you apply with TexasLending.com. I want to be there to help you. One of our loan officers wants to be there to help you. We all want to have a great 2024. So start with going online to TexasLending.com. Before your year starts, before your weekend starts, call now at 972-387-4600. Don't stop believing. Begin a new year with a fresh start with your financing from TexasLending.com. I'm Kevin Miller. We wish you well. Have a happy new year. We'll see you next week, next year on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan.
When you think mortgage, think TexasLending.com.
Just when you thought inflation was dying, it's continuing to rise, which means your credit card payments continue to rise. Lower your debt payments with a cash out refinance on your home or a home equity line of credit. It starts with a company you can trust. It starts with TexasLending.com. Call 972-387-4600, TexasLending.com.
4201 Spring Valley Road, Suite 1150, Dallas, Texas, 75244, and MLS number 2297, Equal Housing Lender.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, you're in the red zone for every college rivalry and divisional matchup all season long. On a game day, you never have to decide which teams to watch, only what combination of bites, burgers, wings, and more to order. Plus, where else are your favorite draft beers always poured at a frozen 29 degrees? Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
Get here for happy hour, weekdays from 2 till 7, and again late night for a dollar off liquor, wine, and drafts. Plus shareable apps starting at $2.
With Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Texas, you'll be on the path to affordable healthcare coverage that's backed by thousands of positive reviews from people across the state.
I have a busy life. I appreciate the flexibility and the affordable monthly payment.
Don't get lost in the sea of options. Call 1-800-435-1900 or visit needcoveragetx.com. Last year, 4 out of 5 people were eligible for payments as low as $10 a month or less after tax credits.
They cover so much no matter where I go, even discounts on my prescriptions.
I get wellness benefits that make my gym membership and gear more affordable, even my shoes.
Don't wait. Open enrollment ends soon. Call 1-800-435-1900 or visit needcoveragetx.com. Follow the path to affordable with Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Texas. Through it all. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Texas, a division of Healthcare Service Corporation, a mutual legal reserve company, Health Insurance Marketplaces 2023 Open Enrollment Report.
When you think mortgage, think TexasLending.com.
If you want to get your home purchase done fast, call TexasLending.com. We'll get your home purchase closed lickety-split, and there's nothing faster than lickety-split. Call TexasLending.com for your home purchase today, 972-387-4600. With a mortgage company you can trust, it's TexasLending.com.
4201 Spring Valley Road, Suite 1150, Dallas, Texas, 75244, and MLS number 2297, Equal Housing Lender.
Your customers count on you. Do you have an internet provider you can count on? Switch to Verizon 5G Business Internet. It's rated higher quality than T-Mobile, which means you get the highest quality 5G internet in America. So don't settle for anything less. Switch now to Verizon 5G Business Internet from the network America relies on. It's your business. It's your Verizon. Learn more at verizon.com/business/switch. Based on how...
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.